The Lenten devotional for Tuesday, April 4th, 2017 was written by Min Towner, class of 2013, chaplain at Novant Health Prince William Hospital in Virginia. The devotional was based on Jeremiah 25:8-17. I spend a lot of time on the road visiting people and churches, so getting from point A to point B is the ultimate goal of my trip. GPS is my companion, my best friend forever, my BFF. But after driving the same route over the years, my self-confidence improved, and I started taking shortcuts and ignoring my GPS. I kept hearing recalculating, recalculating, each time I took a different turn from what my GPS thought was correct. So I had a solution. I didn't tune it out, I just turned it off. But one day, I found myself really, really lost in the middle of nowhere, certainly not where I wanted to be, and nowhere that I recognized. Fear slowly overtook my body, and as fast as I could, I reached for my GPS. My hands were shaking, my heart was racing. At that moment, I realized the consequence of my disobedience in not following the instructions of my GPS. I also realized my disobedience to God by my excessive self-reliance and by not listening to God's voice, God's GPS instructions. We are just like the people of Judah in today's reading. They were disobedient to the point that God's wrath was inevitable. Verse 12, however, states that God's wrath would not last forever. The cross and the death of Jesus Christ, God's only Son, demonstrates his deepest love for us and his desire to be in relationship with us. So where are you now? Are you lost? Is your GPS turned on or off? God wants us to be in communication with him, to find our way home to him. Are we willing? Let us pray. O God, you are a God of mercy and love, even when we are so disobedient to you. Even in the depth of your anger, you still love us. Your love is beyond measure. We ask you for forgiveness. Help us to have the ears to hear you, a heart to love you, and a zeal and joy to follow your will and not ours. Renew our minds so we can see and hear through the eyes of Jesus, not our own. Amen.